But I worked in that section several years. And I'm very happy to say that I don't think we lost more or one or two. And it was more or less due to a kidney shutdown. So I could understand why they wanted to do further surgery on this young girl. She still has lots of scars, but...
And she's still here in Fairbanks?
Yes, she is. I understand how she was burned so badly, was trying to save her brothers and sisters from the fire.
So that fire was in her house?
It was in a, I imagine, a cabin of some kind. That was... I don't recall the fire. I don't... Could have happened before I came here. Or that I knew her.
Mm-hmm. Let's finish up today talking a little bit about your current project. Okay.
We have an Alaska Nurse Association project. We're doing a research on trying to locate all the nurses that are working and have worked in Alaska. I'm often asked how the research started. When I was working in the Rasmussen Library on the University of Alaska campus, Fairbanks, different groups were holding meetings in the library preparing programs for the bicentennial. I became interested in having something for the nurses, Alaska nurses, not just Fairbanks. Even more so after Dr. Earl Beisling asked if the nurses had any books or information about Alaska nurses. I know why he asked. An Alaska nurse, a very close friend of the family, had just died. That was Mrs. Leach up at Circle Hot Springs. She was a nurse. I mentioned to him that a booklet had been published, Nursing in the North, from 1867 through to 1967. But a review indicated that many histories had not been included. I contacted the local bicentennial committee on how to obtain a grant. Pat Yanni and I had to go before the state bicentennial board when they met in Anchorage. We requested $1,000. They gave us $500, which was only half of the amount requested.